And so as we begin by talking about those words from Paul about harmony and welcome and unity, I want to begin by talking about division. Because it's Christmas tree time to put up the Christmas tree. And I want you to be honest with me. How many of you are real tree Christmas tree people? Raise your hand. There's fewer than there used to be. How many of you used to be real tree? Oh, okay. Funny how that has changed a little bit, hasn't it? Because there are divided opinions, more so before than now probably, about artificial trees and real trees. It used to be the artificial trees looked artificial, didn't they? Now they look pretty good. And then the debate about real trees is that, do you just go and buy one from the lot, or do you suck it up and go and cut down your own? Now, I have to say I've given in and become an artificial tree person. Because those real trees, I recognize, you know, they lose needles, a lot of them. And even now, I wander through stores and these artificial trees already have lights on them. And I saw one just recently where it changes from white lights to colored lights. So that seems to be the way to go. But there's still a concept that I struggle with. Because I understand how real trees lose their needles because they're in fact dead and so forth. But why do artificial trees lose their needles so much? We just put ours up, and again, I'm vacuuming up these piles of needles that fall from an artificial tree. It's already dead, so how can it lose needles? But there has been a division about real trees and artificial Christmas trees. And we turn to the time of Paul, where there are divided opinions that surfaced in the church in Rome. In its infancy, there is controversy. And the question is, what is a Christian to look like? A follower of Christ? How is a Christian to act? How is one to behave? The conflict was between those who were considered strong and those who were considered weak. And so whenever you have a division, when you have two sides of an argument, whenever there is a dispute between two positions, one side is called on to accept the other's view. And the intended result then is there is to be one accepted position, and that is to be the norm. Throughout the history of our church, for example, there's been a debate about baptism, and that debate goes on. When is one to baptize? How is one to baptize? Not necessarily one is right or one is wrong, but there is definitely more than one position on baptism. And so the division in the early church, it is the weak, we'll call them just for the sake of reference, who chose to keep the ritual requirements. They continued to practice the traditional legal statutes. And because of them, they were labeled as weak. They abstained from certain practices and behaviors, such as what food is acceptable and what is unacceptable. Now, the strong, on the other hand, labeled the weak as being inferior by following all these rules and regulations, all these old practices that they now saw as being unnecessary. But Paul defends the concept of difference. Paul recognizes and accepts that Christians are not all alike, that have different gifts. They're not all alike, and nor should they be. And one thing I want to emphasize, in this season in which we recognize Santa, a Santa who looks at you and decides whether you're naughty or you're nice, the Christian recognizes Jesus as Lord. And Jesus as Lord is the one sole authority, the one who has insight and understanding of our lives and then can judge us. And no one else can. And so Paul emphasizes how the congregation is to treat the weak with consideration, to refrain from any attempts to make them like the strong. In fact, the strong are to protect the weak, recognize their desires and their need to follow the established practices that had been set before them. Paul, too, recognizes that the weak, for their part, are not to create a position that others have to comply to their views either. To be flexible, understanding, and accepting. Consider the man who was very active in sports and outdoor activities, and a friend of his encouraged him to take a yoga class. Now, yoga for many of us is kind of a, I don't want to say foreign, but it's a different practice of exercise. I have actually done it. But this man actually went and then decided to explore it and look into it. He went to a yoga class and talked to the instructor. Shared about his, the yoga instructor asked him about his experiences, what he did to keep fit and healthy, and then finally asked him, well, how flexible are you? And the man says, well, any day but Tuesday is good. You get it? And so the resolution that Paul sets before the church is to accommodate one another. Paul would especially urge the strong, with their freedoms, to respect the weak. Allow the weak to abstain. And the strong could exercise their freedoms with restraint. But their behaviors and their actions are first and foremost intended to build up each and every person. The weak can continue their strict behaviors, and the strong can be carefree, but not careless. But they are to support one another. You may have had experiences in the past where you've had a friend and you decided to go dancing with that friend, but then you recognize that that friend isn't allowed to dance because of their backgrounds and their traditions. So you don't go dancing, you decide to listen to music, but then your friend informs you, well, they can't listen to that certain type of music. So you go to the movies, but then your friend can't go to that movie. So you decide, well, we'll play cards. Oh, they can't do that either. Well, you get the idea. But there are differences about the clothes that we wear, the television shows we watch. There have even been differences on whether children are allowed to play outside on Sunday mornings after worship. But we've looked at things in different ways, and we are acceptable of that. I share with you this little test. This sentence contains three errors. Two. Okay, there's three E's and three. Errors is misspelled. The third error is that there's only two errors. It just depends on how you look at things. And Paul says to look at one another with respect. Accept one another despite differences. and while not hiding those differences, to protect and not cause harm. To strive for the overall good is the highest goal. For the Christian does not live for oneself, but lives for others. God is amazing in many ways. But one of the things that God does is He begins the Christian journey with a baby. Everybody likes babies. And babies bring people together. Babies unite people. And it is that baby that calls to us and unites us, that we would join together in uniting with one another. Amen.